This is Akashwani, the news read by Nishit Kumar. The Calcutta High Court has ordered a CBI investigation into the rape and murder of a doctor at R.G. Card Medical College and Hospital in Kolkata. The court has asked the police to hand over all documents to the CBI immediately. The division bench of Chief Justice T.S. Shivagyanam and Justice Hiranmoy Bhattacharya today passed the order. The court was hearing a bunch of pleas, including the parents of the victim. It has also placed Sandeep Ghosh, former principal of the Government Medical College, on indefinite leave. Sandeep Ghosh was reappointed as principal of National Medical College, Kolkata, by the state government yesterday after resigning from R.G. Card Medical College. Earlier, the High Court asked the state government to submit a status report on the investigation. The court also questioned the delay in recording the statement of the former principal and asked what the state government is doing to address the concerns of protesting doctors. The Federation of Resident Doctors Associations has announced the extension of its indefinite strike to protest after their meeting with officials from the Union Health Ministry failed to bring about any resolution. Resident doctors at government hospitals across the country went on an indefinite strike yesterday to protest the incident. Meanwhile, the Union Health Minister Jagat Prakash Nadda today held a meeting with a delegation of the Indian Medical Association. The delegation met Mr. Nadda in New Delhi following doctors' protest against the alleged murder of a doctor at Kolkata's R.G. Card Medical College and Hospital. Rallies are being carried out across the country under the Har Ghar Tiranga campaign as part of the Independence Day celebrations on Thursday. The campaign is being held across the country till the 15th of this month to bolster a sense of patriotism within citizens. Under the initiative, the government has urged people to hoist the tricolour at their homes and take a selfie with the Tiranga and upload it on the Har Ghar Tiranga website. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar flagged off the Har Ghar Tiranga bike rally from Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi this morning as part of the campaign. Union Ministers Gajendra Shekhawat, Ram Mohan Naidu, Kinjarappu, Kiran Rijiju and Mansukh Mandaviya were present on the occasion. The rally ended at Major Dhyanchand National Stadium. Addressing the gathering on the occasion, Vice President Dhankar said Har Ghar Tiranga campaign reflects the nation's independence, pride and commitment to Viksit Bharat. Union Home and Cooperation Minister Amit Shah said that the Tiranga Yatra is an expression of patriotism and a symbol of nation's commitment to develop India by 2047. Inaugurating the Tiranga Yatra at Virat Nagar in Ahmedabad today, Mr. Shah said that the country is achieving new milestones under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. He urged every citizen, particularly the youth, to actively contribute to the nation's growth in their respective fields to realize this vision of a developed India by 2047. The central government has invited 400 elected representatives, including women representatives of Panchayati Raj institutions, as special guests for the 78th Independence Day celebrations at the Red Fort in New Delhi. Meanwhile, the Panchayati Raj Ministry is organizing a national workshop on women's leadership in panchayats in New Delhi tomorrow. The Delhi Metro will commence its services at 4 a.m. on Thursday to facilitate public to attend the Independence Day ceremony. The train services will be available at frequency of 15 minutes on all lines till 6 a.m. and thereafter regular timetable will be followed for the rest of the day. In addition, people who will be in possession of a bona fide invitation card for attending the Independence Day ceremony will be permitted entry and travel and production of valid government-issued photo identity cards at stations. This arrangement will be valid for exit only at Lal Qila, Jama Masjid and Chandni Chowk metro stations, which are closest to the venue. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla has appointed BJP MP Jagdambika Pal as the chairperson of the Joint Committee on Waqf Amendment Bill 2024. The 31-member committee has been formed for the further scrutiny of the bill. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today said India is supportive of democratic processes all over the world and expressed confidence that New Delhi will be able to work with the new President of the United States, whoever it will be. The minister was speaking on the evolution of India-US relations and the Indian diaspora in the US. On evolution of India-US relationships, the minister said Indian diaspora has been a very positive factor in bilateral relationship. The Big Cricket League, BCL, a franchisee-based T20 event that will offer aspiring local players a chance to play alongside their cricketing heroes, has joined hands with the national broadcaster Prasar Bharati in a landmark long-term deal. The inaugural edition of the BCL will be held in September this year in Lucknow. BCL will be broadcast live on DD Sports across the country and Prasar Bharati will also be promoting the league across its network. And with that, we end this news bulletin.